Amen.
Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh boy. I said, Lord, is this really the word you want me to give? Y'all pray for me. That's right. Y'all pray for me. Because I've been battling, struggling, sitting down saying, Lord, is this really it? But every time I try to go somewhere else, try to look at something else, try to do, nope, right back here. Right back here. Let me pray first. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask that you bless this part of the service. God, I ask that you use me, God, for this time, Lord, because this is the word, Lord, that you want your people, Lord, to hear. Speak through me, Lord, and let the words, God, not only be the warning, God, but let it edify your people, Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Watchmen, take your post. Y'all know this, been, if you've been in Wednesday night prayer, you know that's been. And I was laughing because that's been. God said, take your post. Most of you know what that is. Some of you need direction, and that's okay. But God said, take your post, because I've designated you to be a watchman for this nation, for this country, for your family, for your community. I chose you to be a watchman. Stay with me. Y'all pray for me now. Go with me to Ezekiel 3. And God put it in my heart weeks ago. And then after the first thing came down on a Wednesday night, it never left my spirit. God said, you need to teach on that. And I said, Lord, I know what a watchman, I think I know what a watchman does, right? But it's more than just what we think. And God is so merciful. He's so merciful. I said, Lord, you tell us and tell us and tell us and tell us and tell us to give us time, to get it together, to prepare. He's so good. And even in this word, I saw his mercy. Y'all bear with me, spirit all over me. In the midst of it, I saw his mercy. And I said, Lord, you've warned us time and time and time. Time and time again. And despite, you still give us time. You're telling us to pray for our families and get them in. You're telling us to prepare our souls. Make sure we right. Clean us up. But this word specifically is for the nation. It's for your family. It's for your community. It's for your school. It's for all of that. God chose you to be the watchman. He chose you. I'm going to start at the fourth verse, Ezekiel 3:4. And he said unto me, son, go, get thee unto the house of Israel and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely I have sent thee to them. They would have hearkened unto thee. God is sending you somewhere we already know. We comfortable here. We ain't got to go overseas, and he's right here. Say what I say it. I believe in mission work, but the need is here. It's here. You started home first. You started home. So Ezekiel was sent to a place that was familiar to him, right? Because had he went to a strange land, because you look, you different, they more willing to tune into you. What sometimes is uncomfortable for us is what we know. think about it. I don't want them to see me as different. It's people that you know, like your workplace. We can talk to family. It don't bother you, right? When you get around your coworkers, it might be a different thing. You know, it's a familiar place, but we don't always speak the words God tells us to speak because it's familiar. Stay with me. You go somewhere you don't know, you see him one time and walk away. Okay, he's received it or not, right? Number 7, but the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-headed. In other words, they're hard, shameless. Sound familiar? Strong-headed, defiant, refuse to show reverence and shame before the Lord. Sound familiar? Yeah. I said, oh, Lord. Yeah, I'm telling you, it was rough this week trying to get this down. Where am I at? Number 8, behold, I have made thy face strong against their faces and thy forehead strong against thy foreheads. Whatever the task or the word God gives you, he's going to equip you to give it. God don't leave you hanging. And I said, Lord, when we have to go give the hard stuff and take the post that we may not want to take, right? That we may not want to take, you said you would be with us and equip us. So God made Ezekiel, strong face. Number 9, as an adamant harder than flint. Flint represents strength and resilience here. He's made Ezekiel's forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they may be rebellious house. God told him, look, they ain't gonna listen to you. They in a state of rebellion. They don't really want to hear what you have to say. But I've made you strong. The stone represents strength and resilience. God is there to help you withstand the assignment he has given to you. He's there. Like I said, he's not going to leave you hanging. Number 10, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thy heart and hear with thine ears. And go, he said again, go, get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them and tell them, thus said the Lord, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, whether they hear it or not. Number 12, then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a great voice of rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord from this place. I heard also the noise of wings of the living creatures that touched another, and then the noise of the wheels over against them, and the noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness. Man, I felt that. I said, Lord, yeah, sometimes you tell us to do stuff and we don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. But in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. He will be with you whether you want to do it or not. Right? That's where the push is. Whether I want to do it or not, he's going to be with me. But you don't want to miss it. Because if you don't, he'll go find somebody else. Because his will be done. Don't miss it because you don't want to. Ezekiel went in bitterness. He didn't want this assignment. Because who does? I mean, let's be real. Who does? Who wants to stand before people and give a hard word? Knowing you're going to be criticized. Knowing you're going to be talked about. Knowing all the things. He went anyway. Because the Spirit of the Lord was with him. Go. Go. Number 15. Then I came to them of the captivity of Telabib that dwelt by the river of Shabar. And I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Telabib is the location where the Jews were exiled. That place translates to mound of the flood or hill of the ears of grain. What that suggests is a place of renewal and growth. Even in bondage, God gave them the opportunity to grow. God, that's, he's so merciful. Even when we're getting our tails whipped, he's still merciful. Even then, they had an opportunity to grow. Number 18, when I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou shalt givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man should die in his iniquity or his sin, but his blood will I require at thine hand. That hit me really hard. It's our job. It's our job. It's our job, whether we want to or not. All right, I'm good at number 20. Again, when a righteous man had doth turned from his righteousness, that's the apostasy we're talking about, the great, what we see now is the falling away. People who once knew the Lord just walking off. Oh, my Lord. We don't know. But they were walking away from God. And it's a scary place to be. And you commit iniquity. I will lay a stumbling block before him. He shall die because he has not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness with that done shall not be remembered, but his blood I require in our hand. That is separation from God. We know that death is separation from God. When you separate from God, you're dead. I'm not talking about physically here. I'm talking about spiritually dead. And if you ever lived a life unsaved, which all of us have, you know what spiritual death feels like. It's not a place I ever want to go back to. Never. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said, arise, go forth into the plain, I will talk to thee there. Then I arose and went forth to the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Chebar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me, and set me upon my feet, and spake unto me, and said, go, shut thyself within thy house. We'll stop there for a second. So in all of that, here's what the watchman does. One, you are given a specific assignment. You know, God puts on me all the time to pray for this nation. That might be mine. But there's something on your heart that God tells you to consistently pray and seek him for. What that is your watch. It might be the nation. It might be your family. It might be the county. It might be the community. It might be the power grid. I said that. You don't know. God puts it in your heart and you can't shake it. It's your watch. Don't leave the post. Because when you do, you open the gate. Right? Watchmen in ancient times literally sat on a post. They sat up to see what was coming so that you could be warned. If they leave a post, who warning you? You'll be caught off guard. Right? So when we think about it, like back in 2020 when COVID hit and everybody was like, where were the prophets? They were around. They were around. Were we listening? Did we leave the post? I'm talking to me here too. Like I said, assignments can be your nation, your community, your city, your family, your workplace. Whatever God puts in your heart is your watch. It is your responsibility. Don't leave it open. Don't leave it open. We can see America in front of us. We see the signs. We see it. You don't need a prophet to tell you that. You see the signs. If that's your assignment, you don't leave the post. Because when you do, you open up the gates for attack. When you do, you open up the gates for the attack. That is your watch. Also from that, God separates us so that we can hear instruction. I don't know about you, but I can't focus when the place is loud. I cannot. Can't. He has to pull us into a quiet place so he can talk to you and tell you what's coming. Sometimes he does it in visions. Sometimes it's through dreams because we're asleep. He has our total attention then. But the other times we're awake, that is where we need to separate and sit and say, Lord, what is it that you have me to say? This is also why prayer is important. This is also why prayer meetings are important. There's a plug there. Catch that? Okay. So that you can hear instruction. He speaks to us through vision and dreams. It's where he has our full attention. There are also times where I experienced this recently, where I've been in a room with coworkers and I felt totally alone. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling when you've been in a room full of people and you felt, I don't belong here. Okay, good. I'm not alone in that. That's because God's calling you. I need to talk to you. I need to tell you some things. I need to show you some things. You don't immediately get up and leave that space, but I felt that need. I need to leave this space. And you go talk to the Lord for a minute. If you feel that nudge, Brittany, talk to yourself here too. If you feel that nudge, separate yourself. We don't know what that prayer, even if it's 30 seconds, what it stopped in that moment. We don't know. But I'm asking the Lord, help me be obedient to that. When you feel that, step out for a moment. Lord, whatever it is you have me to do or say in this moment, I'm going to do it right now. Because sometimes I wait. I'm guilty of it. I'm teaching myself here. I'll say, okay, I'll do it when I go to my prayer time. I think God's calling us to do it in that space. Because you don't know who you're praying for. You don't know what device of the devil you stopped in that moment. You don't know. I'm also asking the Lord to help me when you wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get out of the bed. Help. Because I like my sleep and I already get up early. God help me. It's a tug to pull us into separation. It's a tug. God will tell you what to say. He'll tell you how to pray. The Holy Spirit will intercede and pray for what needs to be done. He'll do it. The other thing that I got of that, God equips you for your assignment. He doesn't give you anything he thinks you can't do. Because everything you can do the impossible through God. It's his word anyway. I have to remind myself of that. It ain't my word, Lord, is yours. And whether they receive it or not, ain't my business. It's yours. Lord's teaching me to get outside of myself. Because it's not me. It's him. It's him. Watchmen watch for and watchmen watch over. They watch for and they watch over. So like I said, they were literally sitting in a place of elevation so they could see out. They're watching for the enemy. God's put us in a place where we can see the enemy come before he gets to your camp. Hear me. He's going to elevate you so you can see before the enemy comes to your camp. And you're going to be able to set him back before he gets there. You also watch over. The over part is your responsibility. It's the assignment that he gives you to watch over. It's your job. We know the watchman warns others. No matter what is said about you, I said, Lord, help me get over Brittany. Doesn't matter. It's your word. And people will deny God's word, even though we see the signs. They'll deny it. They ain't got it. That's not his word. Doesn't matter. My job is to tell you, thus said the Lord. And then I'm going to walk away. You can sit in it as you want to. Feel your feelings. That's fine. At the end of the day, thus said the Lord. Brittany struggles with it. because immediately my mind goes rolling. Well, what are they going to say? Will they take it? Will they receive it? Are they going to blah, 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 blah? God trying to help me, Lord, because it ain't about me. It ain't about me. God is warning them. God sees their soul. I said, Lord, give me that empathy where I don't want to see anybody lost, because you don't. You don't. You didn't design hell for us. But it's our job. When the warning is given, God gives us a chance to change course. That's repentance. Change the direction. And in his word, he gave Israel multiple times to turn around. He's given America multiple times to turn around. Multiple. And in it, he is still merciful because he does not want us to perish. If you don't see God's mercy in that, I don't know what to tell you, because he's been merciful. And when things do go sideways, because they are, when things do go sideways, he's still going to be merciful. He's still going to take care of you, because that's his word. I walk around saying I'm his child. I won't take grandma's. I'm his favorite child. I won't take that. I'm his child, and he's going to take care of me because I am his. Believe that. When the sins of a nation become, that's where we are, right? Here comes judgment. Watchmen, it's our job to go out and tell them. I'm a person that I don't, like, I had to get a feel for it. Lord, is this really you talking before I open my mouth? Is it really you? That's me. I'm telling myself here. Is it you, Lord? I'm to the point now, do I care? Because if it's the word of the Lord, do I need to care? So I'm asking the question to myself. Do I need to care? Because God's word is true. His word is true. Oh, boy, where's that going? All right. Go to Ezekiel 33. Might jump around here a little bit. Start at verse 7, 33 and 7. So thou art son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. So he goes pretty much through the same thing. If you're wicked, you surely die. That's 8 and 9. I'm going to jump down to verse 10. Therefore, O thou art son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye saints speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sin be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? This is Israel basically asking, if our sin be so great and we're wasting away, then how should we live? God says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will thee die, O house of Israel? This guy's giving us we have choice. We have choice. Why would you die? I'm giving you time to prep and prepare. I'm giving you time to make it right. I created you in my image, in my likeness. He did that. Buying time. He's so merciful. So merciful. Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the people, the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. For as the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness, neither shall the righteous be able to live for the righteous that in the day that he sinned. We are not sustained on past stuff. God is renewing us. He continually renews us. We grow. We learn. As we grow in God, he expects more from us. That's the responsibility. As we grow, he expects more from us. I said, Lord, I don't want to be the same person. I don't want to be the same vessel that I was a year ago. Because you told us that as we grow in grace, we have to grow. There's more responsibility in growth. I don't know about you, but I don't want it to be me. I don't want to be sitting in the same spot a year from now, 6 months from now. I don't want to be. Oh, where am I at? I'm going to jump down to 14. Is that where I stopped? Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he robbed, walked in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live and not die. None of his sins that have committed shall be mentioned unto him. God is so merciful. He that done which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Yet the people, the children of thy people say, the way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. Good Lord. Some complaining. Well, God, you're not fair. Hey, people say it. God's not fair. I mean, that's what's saying there. The way of the Lord isn't equal. Goodness gracious. But as for them, their way is not equal. In other words, you ain't doing right. You sit there talking about my way isn't equal, but you're not doing the right thing. I said, who dare say that to the Lord? Oh, my goodness. I said, y'all was brave. Y'all just, woo. When the righteous turned from his righteousness, committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. Wait a minute. I'm going to jump somewhere. Where am I going? Go down 23. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, they that inhabit the waste of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, he inherited the land, but we are many. The land is given us for inheritance. How entitled were they? Wait, we're descendants of Abraham. That land is basically entitled to me. Oh, you're not in the right place to receive that. Right? Wherefore says to them, thus said the Lord God, ye eat with the blood and lift up your eyes toward your idols, shed blood, and shall ye possess the land? Hold up. Y'all killing each other. Got idols up and you think you deserve that? Y'all come on. I don't know if you saw in the news. I forgot what state it was, but another state allowed abortion up to 33 weeks. And you think God's okay with that? Absolutely not. Watchmen, take your post. That's just evil before the Lord. That's sacrifice. That's evil, demonic sacrifice. And we're not going to skate by on that. We're not. That blood's on our hands. Oh, Lord. That blood's on our hands. Watchmen, take your post. Oh, my goodness. Ye shall stand upon your sword. Ye work abomination. And ye defile every one of neighbor's wives. And you shall possess the land. My Lord. Say thou thus unto them, thus said the Lord, as I live, surely they that are in the way shall fall by the sword. And him that is in the open field, I will give beasts to be devoured. And that they, being the force of the cave, shall die of pestilence. No matter where you hiding. Hide in the cave if you want to. When God brings down judgment, you can't hide. There's nowhere you can go. But God will keep his people. He will keep. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. When I read 28, I thought of America. You can pop, tote, pride, brag. We own this. We got that. This is ours. Blah, 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 blah. But when God says, no, that will not be. It's going to be what he say. And you see what happened there. I will lay the land desolate. I said, Lord, we better be very careful. I said, Lord, we are not where we think we are or where people think we are. Because I know God is calling us to pray for her. God's calling us to pray for the nation that we love. Because if we don't, if we leave our post, the gates are open. Gates are open. And we have to pray to keep the devil out. Number 29, then shall they know that I am Lord, that I am the Lord, when I have laid the land most desolate because of all of their abominations which they have committed. Also thy son of man and the children of thy people are still talking against thee by the wall. They're talking about Ezekiel. In the doors of their homes and speak to one another, every one of his brothers saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that come forth for the Lord. It's amazing when you get in a really tough spot and you suddenly, I need to go talk to God, right? But he puts us in tough spots so that we will. Just saying. And they that come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they do not do them. But they will not do them. For with their mouth they show love, but their heart goeth after covetousness. We do a whole lot of flapping. Where people do a whole lot of flapping, but they ain't living nothing. They have religion, not relationship. Right? The church is religious. We have no relationship. God is calling us back to relationship. He's calling us back to relationship. Because we know when we are in that, we know it's different. I don't know, I can't even have the words to describe it right now, but we know it's different. A lot of church folks have religion. They don't have the relationship. Because when you have the relationship, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. Where not to go, what to say, how to do it, how to prepare. You will be led by him. He knows exactly how to do it. So my prayer, my call, watchmen, take your post. Because the time is late. And you are needed. Whatever your gate, your post is for you. And if you don't know what it is, ask the Lord what it is. Ask him. Because it's for you. It's for me. My watch may not be your watch. I do feel like my watch is for this nation. God's burdened me with America. I teach about her. Every day in my classroom. I teach. And then I wonder where we are. And say, God, help me. Because we need you. Desperately. Don't leave your watch. Your watch might be the family. That's a big responsibility. Your watch might be your family. Who knows what demonic plan you held off because you woke up at 2:00 in the morning and prayed for them. Who knows? It might be your community. It might be the school your child attends. God gave you something in your spirit that you feel heavy. And you know what that is. And if you don't, like I said, ask him. Watchmen, take your post. Not the word I wanted to share today. It's not. I fought all week. God knows I fought all week. And I sat there and I said, Lord, is this is the word? But every time I came to altar on Wednesday night, every time, I said, Lord, how close are we? Because you won't let this go. What are we missing that I don't know the answer to? That I'm just, rhetorical questions here. I don't know. But I do know this. Lord, don't let me get off my post. Get on it, stay on it, pray through it. It might be multiple, but God needs you. It's you. That's all I got for you this morning. God bless you.